Boop. Happy Friday. Today is Friday, March 17th, 2023. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from, Psalm 23, 1 Samuel 15, 22 through 31, and then Ephesians 5, 1 through 9. I was almost reading Saturdays. Anyway, so today, though, I want to look at the text from Ephesians and talk about that time that Wesley got called out by the Bishop of Gloucester. And it's not spelled the way it's pronounced. But yeah, it's like the Gloucester Fisherman, for those of you who are old like me and remember those commercials. Anyway, so he gets called out by a bishop. Bishops are kind of good about that, I guess. It was in a tract about the operations and some blah, blah, blah of the Holy Spirit, right? And when I say tract, I don't mean like the little trifold pamphlet that people like leave on the table instead of a healthy, realistic tip for their server. I mean, like, it was more like a small book, because the interesting thing is in Wesley's response to it, he starts referencing things that the bishop has said, and he quotes page numbers, and it's like page 150. So yeah, they had a different idea of what constituted a tract or a pamphlet back then. But anyway, he uses this tract on the Holy Spirit as an occasion to tear down movements in the church like Methodism, like the early Methodists, which caused a lot of excitement and motivated large members of lay people in the church of England to actually take their faith seriously and take seriously how they lived as the church, and things like that. And you know, that just apparently made the bishops nervous. I have to think that people like him felt threatened by that. It's the only reason I can imagine that they would do this. So anyway, he makes charges of heresy in the document, which Wesley takes on one by one, and I won't go into that in great length, because they're really just kind of, I don't know. Let's just put it this way. People remember John Wesley. Not a lot of people remember the Bishop of Gloucester, much less have copies of his tract. Anyway, so one of the charges that is made against him, and Wesley gets to a point in his apology, and by apology I don't mean like saying he's sorry, I mean apology in the sense of through words and logic and reason, making an argument against false statements, right? That's actually what the real work of an apologist is. It's not to try to beat people down with like logic so that they have to believe in God. It's actually to actually clarify what is said, clarify what is believed, things like that. And so this guy is making statements about what the Methodists believe, or what Wesley believes, or what he has said, and Wesley is writing basically an apology to clarify that and say, you say, no, that is not what I said, or you're taking what I said out of context, or you're taking this out of context. So Wesley gets to a point in his apology where he actually throws the bishop's words back in his face, so to speak. He takes Ephesians 5:9, the bishop does, out of context, and uses it to say that that the apostle insisted that right opinion or right belief or orthodoxy was a major and important part of how we practice our religion, right? So in other words, if you believed all the right things, you were in the right. I think that's probably a ugly, cut and dry way of explaining how he looked at it. So you were in the right. See, they were in conflict with Wesley because he and the other Methodists had stated that merely thinking the right things about God, that is assenting to all the right ideas or the beliefs, or having the right beliefs in beliefs, wasn't as important as other things, like maybe actually doing what Jesus had told you to do, right? You know, bearing fruit, meat for repentance, as Wesley was often wont to say. So the bishop and others were saying that Wesley had abandoned reason, and that he had separated it from grace, and that Ephesians 5:9 proved that that was a mistake. Well, Wesley points out that the fruit of the Spirit that Paul is speaking of has much less to do with reason or having right opinions than it has to do with the eight prior verses that come ahead of it, which all have to do with, oddly enough, the way a Christian actually lives out their lives. And let's put it this way, the way a Christian actually lives out the truth and the light that they've been given, right? So in other words, Christ has redeemed you. Christ has ushered you into this light, given you the truth. This is what your life should look like if you indeed have accepted that. If you indeed believe it, maybe your life should look like this. You see, the funny thing about right opinion is that you can think all the right things about God and about Jesus, but never actually live that truth out. And that's just a shame. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.